And the next question is hardly any longer than the last one, because it says, question 40, what did God at first reveal to man for the rule of his obedience? And we're going right back to the beginning. And you remember how it all began, with God having made man and woman in the Garden of Eden. But this is interesting. Even if before we read of the woman, Eve, being created, God spoke to the man. And God gave the man, Adam, a command that they were not to eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. They could eat from any other tree they wanted, but not from that particular tree. And so the moral law, what we call the moral law, is something that God planted in man's very heart and soul at the beginning. And God said to man, you may do these things, you may eat of these trees, you may not eat of that tree. And so there was from the very beginning in man's history a sense of what was right, which is to obey God, and a sense of what is wrong, which is to disobey God. And we have all been made as moral creatures. Now, what do I mean by moral creatures? When I say moral, children, I mean that we know the difference between right and wrong. And the Bible tells us that everybody in the whole world, as they grow up, they learn the difference between what is right and what is wrong. And God has given us the gift of what we call a conscience. Who can tell me what a conscience is? What's our conscience? What's a conscience? Do you know what a conscience is, Tim? Rebecca? Something to do right in your brain. That's right. When there's something in your brain that says it would be right to do this, it would be wrong to do that, that's very good. That is your conscience at work, isn't it? Now, God has given us a conscience. And everybody in the world has this conscience, this sense of moral law. Paul writes in Romans chapter 2, verse 14. He says, when Gentiles, when people who are not Israelites, who do not have God's commands, by nature they do what God's law requires, they are a law to themselves, a law unto themselves, even though they do not have the law. Now, the conscience is a great gift. It's good we've got a conscience. It keeps us from doing things which are wrong. But is our conscience perfect? Is our conscience a perfect guide to what's right or what's wrong? No, it's not, is it? No, it's not. It's not. What is the only perfect guide to what's right and what's wrong? Anyone tell me? Tim? The Bible. True, good lad. The Bible. God's law. God's word. God's commands. And we go on next week to learn that God's law, God's moral law, is particularly shown to us in the Bible and in the commandments. One last thing I'll say is this, though. Can we all the time obey God's moral law and do it perfectly? Can we? Can we? No, we can't, can we? We can't do it perfectly. And that is why God, in his great love, has sent a Saviour, Jesus Christ, into this world to set us free from our sin that enslaves us. We need a Saviour. So let's together say this answer, and be good for folk to learn it by next Sunday. And if you would like to take a shorter catechism, then these are yours for free. So, I'll read the question, if we could say the answer together. What did God at first reveal to man for the rule of his obedience? The rule which God at first revealed to man for his obedience was the moral law. That's right.